Hi everybody, my name is Ben Reichelt. I'm a graduate student at MIT, and I'm going to be talking about particle time of flight, or PTOF, which is a diagnostic for simultaneous measurements of multiple nuclear bang times at the NIF. PTOF works with a principle similar to a lot of semiconduction radiation detectors. Ionizing radiation is incident upon a bias diamond, which frees electron hole pairs into the conduction band, and they can be swept along by the bias and will be detected as an electric signal, as shown in this schematic here. For this particular diagnostic, the data acquisition comes from both this analog FTD-10000 and an electronic oscilloscope. And you can see an example of what a typical trace might look like for a experiment on which PTOF is run. The first signal is due to x-rays, and they come earlier in time because they move more quickly. And then later in time, you have another bump that's due to DD neutrons. The signal that's measured at the detector is a convolution of burn history, time of flight variations due to the energy spectrum of the particles, and the detector and cable chain impulse response. And so by convolving all those together and adjusting burn history parameters, a fit to experimental data is obtained. And you can see here in the bottom left corner what a typical PTOF signal and fit might look like. And PTOF can extract multiple nuclear bang time measurements from some shots, which can be used to constrain ROR evolution and give insight into other physical processes. Shown here is an example PTOF output from a shot where we had both a shock dehelium-3 proton signal, a compression dehelium-3 proton signal, and a compression DD neutron signal, as well as an X-ray signal that saturated the detector that all the other signals are resting on top of. Finally, PTOF can also be used to determine burn histories if they're more than about 1 nanosecond in width, although the width of the impulse response and time of flight broadening limits PTOF to only be a bang time detector in most cases. But shown in that bottom right box is one example of a campaign, the Excel campaign, where we did have very wide burn histories on the order of nanoseconds that we were able to deconvolve and get the actual burn history from. So thank you very much for looking at my poster.